I'm here with a disappointed Waterford manager. Mark, how would you sum that up tonight?
Just, I think they're our bogey club because they play us at the worst time every time. Like, one was my first game. All the lads was in quarantine for 14 days. I had 13 players and we played them and we lost 1-0. And exactly the same today because I'm baffled with how the League of Ireland can have a transfer window and a game the next day. So we're waiting for 7 players to see if they can get through and play. And we literally knew an hour before the game, well, an hour before we had to leave for the game, who could play. So, it's part of League of Ireland. It's part of us because, like, we've had players on contracts for half the season. They go back and we've got to try and get players before the deadline. We don't know. We've had other players that are only signed till June 30th that I just knew about 2 days ago. So we lose them. And it was just like, we literally was coming up here with 13 players.
Of course, is there any positives from the game that you can take away from there tonight?
Not really, no. No, I think that, no, I've just got to get lads used to the game plan. Like, game plan was to get in 0-0 at half-time, which I thought they didn't really have any chances first half. We were looking comfortable. And we worked on what we could do with the team that we thought was playing, staying on shape. Yeah. And we run off shape, we let the ball go in, and it's a comedy goal, the first goal. And it was a bit similar to last week when we played St. Pat's. It's a comedy goal. It's like in our box, ricochet. I think it takes about 3 deflections and goes in, but it can't be bad luck if it keeps happening to you.
Is it back now to the drawing board now? Just knuckle down?
No, we have to get through. Like, we've got probably 5 or 6 players coming in now. Yep. As I said, this game probably just come a couple of days too early for us. And as I said, I find it mind-blowing that we can have a transfer window and then a game literally the next day. It would have been sensible for the League of Ireland to say, right, transfer window finishes, you can play on a Sunday. So every team's fair, every team gets their players through and they can play.
Of course, you're in the job 6-7 weeks now. You must see a big difference in the squad.
Yeah, I do, but I've got to keep pushing on and demanding stuff at them because, again, we're a bit naive. Like, we're trying to stay on our feet all the time. Like they should do, their players, they're getting touched, they go down. We're in free kicks, we're trying to stand up. We've gone through one-on-one, like, 2 or 3 times. We've not got shots away. It's just naivety at its highest. And, again, we've got to change it. Either the players change it or we change the players. And I've said that to him, and now I can say it to our ear. And I know we're losing 2-0, but how the ref has not sent their player off is a disgraceful decision, and a disgraceful reason he gave it. He said the player didn't have the ball under control. But how can you have the ball under control if you've got air around your neck and pulls you down? It's just, I think he just didn't want to send him off, so that he's come up with that excuse. Like, mind blowing again, mind blowing.